This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA. Check them out at taurususa.com, fighting for your Second Amendment right. You know. You know. I love Europe. I lived there. Well, I lived in Germany. West Germany. There was a West Germany back then. I lived in West Germany for 3 years, thanks to the U.S. military. Three of the best years of my life, my youth was spent there, my young adulthood. And it is not like it used to be. There, the refugee and immigrant problem in Europe continues to worsen. Europeans opened their borders during the last few years to the radical Islamists and others fleeing oppressive or impoverished conditions in Syria and other parts of the Middle East and North Africa. But instead of encouraging the new immigrants to assimilate, many of the European governments are bending over backwards to help them not assimilate. This is a losing proposition, trust me on that, since many of the refugees subscribe to radical Islam. It is incompatible with Western culture. Europeans are afraid to venture into certain areas known as no-go zones where the violent young men walk the streets. We heard about those things, and then we were told by European, hey, well, you know, there's no such thing as no-go zones. And now, guess what? There are. There have been. There have been for quite some time. Many Europeans no longer leave their homes after dark. Being a Jew in Europe now is fun. They're warned not to wear anything identifying themselves as Jewish in public, like a skull cap or to speak Hebrew. Jews in France have been beaten in the streets for wearing skull caps. It is considered unsafe for them to walk in certain parts of Marseille and Lyon. In the UK, the Shamrin, or guardians, patrol the streets in many areas to protect Jews. In Denmark, an elderly man was assaulted by men who appeared to be radical Islamists. They ripped his necklace off of him, which had a Star of David pendant. Women are afraid to jog or walk alone due to the increase in rapes. They're warned not to show too much skin or they may be attacked. The term rapefugee has become common among opponents of the open borders policy. Andrew McCarthy, writing for National Review, coined the term rape jihad. Close to 150 schools in the UK now require girls to wear hijabs because they are predominantly Muslim. Then there's Germany. Germany has been one of the most welcoming countries for refugees. German Chancellor Angela Merkel admitted last month that there are no-go zones in Germany, something European politicians have been denying existed. She stated in 2010, while in Potsdam, that multiculturalism had utterly failed. But that did not stop her from opening Germany's borders to the refugees in 2015. She ignored a European rule instructing countries to deport Syrian refugees back to their own country and instead let them stay. Obama praised Merkel in April 2016 during a trip to Germany for being on the right side of history with her open border immigration policy. After Merkel closed the borders, violent crime increased by 10% in Germany during 2015 and 2016. After she opened them, excuse me. More than 90% of it is attributed to young male refugees. The study, published by the Zurich University of Applied Sciences, found that it is due to the refugees coming from Muslim countries characterized by male dominance and an acceptance of macho culture that justifies violence. Demands are increasing to medically screen the refugees in order to determine their age. Many young men over 18 claim to be minors in order to receive asylum. Abdul D, an Afghan immigrant, stabbed his German ex-girlfriend to death. He said he was 15, but the girl's dad said he is not. Violence reached tragic levels with the 2015 New Year's Eve molestation and rapes in Cologne and the Berlin Christmas market attack in 2016. Sweden's foreign minister, Margot Wallström, claims that her country has a feminist foreign policy, but how is letting a significantly high percentage of male refugees in the country, many who are violent, how is that feminist? According to the Swedish government, 71% of all applicants for asylum to Sweden in 2015 were male. More than 90% of alleged unaccompanied minors are male. This situation is due almost entirely to political correctness, European political correctness. Concerned about discriminating against Muslims, no efforts are made to determine whether the refugees are associated with radical Islam. But they have proven to be they're not going to assimilate. Cheryl Bernard, writing for the National Interest, says an Afghan translator told her that young Afghan immigrants are motivated by a deep and abiding contempt for Western civilization. Europeans are the enemy and their women are the spoils. They believe that European civilization is going to fall and will be replaced with Islamic theocracies. And the Europeans are too weak to crack down on them and stop this from happening. And unfortunately, those who point to the incompatibility of radical Islam with Western civilization, they're labeled as racist. And they're guilty of discriminating against Muslims, without any sort of trial, of course. The reality is that the radical Islamists are discriminating against the Europeans by forcing them to conform to their standards and behavior. They're like a predatory pathogen that is invading a host. And it's pushing everything aside. Until Europe begins screening for radical Islamists, their numbers and associated violence are going to continue to increase. If you're going to be multicultural, then that means you have to assimilate. So that means that when all of these Islamists move to Germany, all of a sudden they pick out their favorite Bundesliga team. And they root for them to win in the game of football, or as we would call it, soccer. Means they pick out a favorite brew and they have that delivered to their house because you can get beer delivered straight to your house by the local brewery. That's a lovely thing about Germany, I found. And, you know, you speak German. You buy a Beamer. You know, you go the whole route. That's that's successful multiculturalism. Hi there, who are you? Well, I'm a German citizen of Middle Eastern origin. Now, that's not what you're hearing. That's not what's being said out there. It's not what is being practiced. It's quite disturbing. Now, I have a wish. Talked to my old sergeant and a couple of my old buddies from over there. And, you know, if two or three of us could get together, we would make a trip over there to go back to where we were stationed, which isn't there anymore. The barracks have been turned back over to the Germans. Our units have been deactivated. There's no longer a 1st Armored Division, as far as I know. There is no 154 Mech Infantry that I was in anymore. But we would like to go because we spent our youth there. We were kids there, working together there. And we would like to go, and I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know if that's something that I feel like I need to do or I'm going to do anytime soon. But I would like to, because that Europe was something else. It was something that I could enjoy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the discussion is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, protecting your Second Amendment right. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. Got a question for you. Do you think teachers are more dangerous than mass murderers? Well, according to the anti-gun lefties, absolutely. They would rather leave kids defenseless from kindergarten through high school than trust a willing teacher to protect them with a concealed carry weapon. Teachers are idolized as brilliant, selfless saints in the classroom, but they're apparently too incompetent, irresponsible, or just too plain stupid to be trained to capably operate a firearm, which, by the way, I patently disagree with that whole supposition. That whole idea, I do not believe it. So, where does this leave us? Well, let's think about what's coming. When that next crazy person cruising the neighborhood looking for a mask or target, and there will be many next ones, we have been sowing those seeds for a while. When they see that gun-free school zone sign, what he actually reads is, hey, come on in and slaughter a bunch of kids. There's nobody here to stop you. And then it's hunting season all year long, and every deer in the woods is painted neon orange and staked helplessly to a tree. The Aurora, Colorado theater shooter, murderer, who killed 12 and injured 70 in 2012, specifically said he searched for a theater with a gun-free zone sign, bypassing other theaters closer to where he lived that didn't have that sign. Nearly all massacres, whether in schools, churches, shopping malls, have that fatal sign in common. There's one radical idea that we could do right now today if we wanted to. And it would, be helpful because, it's just crazy. But let's take down those idiotic invitations to kill and replace them with the bold message posted in 110 Texas school districts that have trained and armed teachers and staff. Like, it would say, attention, please be aware that staff at this school may be armed and will use whatever force is necessary to protect our students. You say. But no, if teachers are armed, they'll shoot their eye out like Ralphie in A Christmas Story. Or they'll turn their six shooters on some misbehaving teen who's cracking his gum. Or a kid will wrest the gun from the teacher and start spraying classmates with hot lead. We can't have that. In fact, Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, says her union members don't even want the right to defend themselves. Never mind that teachers and staff from Columbine to the Parkland massacre have been murdered along with their kids. Weingarten thinks that teachers would rather die shielding their students with their own bodies than protect them with that instrument of Satan, a gun. Now, the teachers' union chief said in a February telephone town hall with 60,000 educators, the response was universal even from educators who were gun owners. Teachers don't want to be armed. We want to teach. She insisted, we would never have the expertise needed to be sharpshooters. No amount of training can prepare an armed teacher to go up against an AR-15. Actually, that's not true. Actually, there's several such expert training programs in many of the 20 states that allow concealed carry by school personnel. We've talked here about FASTER, the acronym for the Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. That began in Ohio after the 2012 shooter in Sandy Hook. Murdered 20 kids and 6 teachers. Your union members, Ms. Weingarten. Program has trained school employees in 76 of Ohio's 88 counties and is expanded to 11 other states. A couple of years ago, Colorado Springs activist and author Laura Carno, who's been on the show, attended a FASTER class in Ohio and took it to Colorado. Now the group has trained or is in the process of training school personnel in about 25 school districts. As Carno says, since the Parkland massacre, we've been getting a flood of calls from schools that already have staff with concealed carry permits. They want our FASTER program, which includes life-saving medical training. Armed staff is a free or low-cost addition to the school resource officers because one or two SROs can't cover the entire school. FASTER training is conducted by active-duty law enforcement trainers with SWAT experience. Immediate response is also a very important factor that's overlooked. Carno says, at Parkland, it took the killer less than 7 minutes to murder 17 people. The closer an armed staffer is to the beginning of a violent event, the sooner it is stopped and fewer people die. Killers don't know which staff members are armed. That itself is a huge deterrent. The much maligned NRA offers the National School Shield Program, which was also inspired by the 2012 Sandy Hook tragedy. Wayne LaPierre says the program was in over 150 schools in 2017 alone. He told Rush Limbaugh, let's talk about gun-free zones. Look at Congress. You know what they're protected by? Glocks and SIGs. To leave our children, our most precious resource, completely vulnerable the way we do is nuts. Some school districts are arming their staff with weapons like the 600 miniature 18-inch baseball bats issued to school personnel at a district in Erie, Pennsylvania. William Hall, superintendent of the Mill Creek Township School District, said, we don't want to be sitting ducks. He's clearly a man lacking the irony gene. His district is getting serious about fighting back, he insists, which defies credulity, you know. It defies reason. He stated, I think a bat could disarm a pistol with a nice swing. As long as you're within 18 inches. John Caccione, the president of the Mill Creek Teachers Union, true to his anti-reality union masters, said it's better than doing nothing. Facebook reactions range from the incredulous, is this a late April Fool's joke, to concealed carry advocates who said best to just arm teachers and staff with guns. Meanwhile, the sober gun-toting protectors of the public safety in the Mill Creek Township Police made it clear that they were not involved in the BAT's decision. So doubtless union heavyweight Weingarten would question Superintendent Hall had he assessed the clear and present danger of a teacher clubbing a student for failing a quiz or bashing herself accidentally on the head and knocking herself out, and then putting all bat-wielding teachers in unsafe working conditions. Hall would probably say, don't worry, the bats are locked up in the district's classrooms so they don't fall in the wrong hands. These guys are undeniably bat guano crazy. Other school districts display even more created wackiness. Some, you know, the buckets of rocks. It's out there. It's really out there in ways you would never, ever, ever, ever imagine. We'll be right back with more wackiness. I got a really good one for you. You probably forgot this too. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This next discussion is brought to you by Rock River Arms, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. You know, occasionally you got to be reminded of things from time to time. And I want to thank Sheriff David Clark for reminding all of us about this, of the double standard practiced by the self-righteous guardians of the social justice system, such as Starbucks, who flagellate themselves in public over the injustice of denying non-paying patrons use of their facilities, patrons who happen to be black in this particular case. Let me remind you of something else that they did that made the news that, you know, everybody forgot. Not too long ago, a Philadelphia Starbucks refused to let a police officer use the restroom, telling him it was for paying customers. Don't remember Starbucks closing 8,000 stores for sensitivity training towards the police? Do you? 2015, an unnamed Philadelphia police sergeant entered a downtown Philadelphia Starbucks and asked to use the restroom. He might have been the one who would have responded if that Starbucks was being robbed or its employees or customers were being assaulted. He was told in no uncertain terms that he could not and should find a restroom down the street. The unnamed officer's story was posted on Facebook by Joe Lightheart, another Philadelphia officer. So I walk into the Starbucks at 13th and Chestnut in full uniform and ask the young blonde liberal behind the counter if I could use their public bathroom, for which you need a key code, she states in a loud voice, so all the other customers can hear that a bathroom is for paying customers only. I then ask in a very polite manner if I could please use it. She then states in the same loud manner and a smirk, are you a paying customer? It was at this point that I realized what she was doing, and as I walked out with my hands up, and while she continued loudly to tell me about the bathroom down the street, I was even more astonished that the many customers and other employees said nothing and seemed indifferent. This is the world cops live in anymore, except for the generation to berate and totally be disrespectful to cops in front of the public and praise cop killers as the heroes of their time. I never post things, but I hope my fellow brothers and sisters in blue see this and know that we have each other, not to patronize that Starbucks. Starbucks did somewhat apologize for the incident, but there was no national mea culpa by the executive officers of Starbucks. There was no shutting down of its 8,000 stores and turning them into temporary re-education camps for employees who, for their most part, probably don't have a bias bone in their bodies and who depend on police for their safety inside and outside those stores. Officer Lightheart noted as much. In the post, Lightheart wrote, "Thought you would like to know this happened at your 1301 Chestnut Street in Philadelphia. In a time when police are being made the enemy, your clerk pulls this nonsense. And might I point out, this store is a frequent caller to police for some sort of service. No one is asking for special treatment, but when your office is a police car and you're running from job to job in Philadelphia, is he supposed to hold, what's he supposed to do? Is he supposed to use the sidewalk? I bet your job has a bathroom within 100 yards, Lightheart wrote. Cops don't. And this particular Starbucks calls the police several times a week for things as simple as someone sitting on the bench outside their property. Or as simple as two or three men waiting inside for another guy to come that's going to come join them. So here this is a world where Black Lives Matter and blue do not. You can ask those families of the two Florida police officers gunned down while having lunch at a Chinese restaurant. There, two Florida sheriff's deputies were shot and killed while eating in a restaurant Thursday afternoon by an attacker found dead outside shortly after police said. Gilchrist County Sheriff Robert Schultz was in a news briefing. He said, "I don't have answers as to why this happened." He identified the slain officers as Sergeant Noel Ramirez, 30, a 7-year law enforcement veteran, and Deputy Taylor Lindsay, 25, a 3-year law enforcement veteran. 3 years, so he started when he was 22. Schultz said Ramirez had children and was married, while Lindsay was not married but had a girlfriend. We're not going to make this a political issue other than the fact, what do you expect happens when you demonize law enforcement to the extent that it's been demonized? Every type of hate, every type of put-down that you can think of, the only thing these men were guilty of was wanting to protect you and me. Now, for these guys, for Starbucks, closing 8,000 stores is a big financial hit. Money that could have been spent to help inner-city kids get an education, or a meal, or clothes for school, or to fight gang crime and drugs. This past Tuesday, that's when they announced plans to close all 8,000 stores across the U.S. for the afternoon of May the 29th. They intend to conduct racial bias education geared towards preventing discrimination in our stores during the period. Executive Chairman Howard Schultz said in a statement, "The company's founding values are based on humanity and inclusion. We will learn from our mistakes and reaffirm our commitment to creating a safe and welcoming environment for every customer." While this is unprecedented, what they're doing, they had done something similar once before under Schultz's leadership. February 2008, Starbucks closed all 7,100 of its stores for 3.5 hours to train employees. Schultz had recently returned as CEO to turn the company around as it struggled to repair its reputation and grow sales after a period of overexpansion. Those closures cost the company an estimated $6 million for 3 hours in 2008. Schultz maintained that it was worth the financial cost and the mockery the company endured to put Starbucks back on the road to recovery. Starbucks is doing this in order to survive. And they think the way to survive is via political correctness. And, that's the prime motivator for them. But not the indignity and disrespect shown a Philadelphia police officer in 2015. There's no grandiose mea culpa for that. No mass closing and no employee re-education. Their social conscience does not extend to those who risk their lives for the safety of its employees and customers. I find that incredibly interesting just to consider that. Just to think in those terms. Because, here's the deal with this. Those guys are there day in and day out, whether they're liked or not. doing the deed day in and day out, whether they're liked or not. That police officer that got turned down from using the restroom, he, if he gets a call for that Starbucks, he will go to that Starbucks without thinking twice about it to do whatever he can do. I have a problem with the way he was treated. I have a problem with the way cops are treated. I also have this problem with this identity politics. When is it going to get through to some people that everybody matters? Everybody matters. The reason black lives are, you know, it's not happening because of what's happening at Starbucks. It's happening in the inner cities. That's the issue. Why aren't they in the inner cities? Are there any Starbuckses in the inner cities? Are there any in the inner city of Chicago, anywhere around gangland? I would love to know that. And it will be ignored. All of this is going to be ignored. That what will happen to these cops is going to be ignored. They'll make this grandiose statement May the 29th. There's going to be grandiose statements at the NRA meetup. You know, it's all about optics. It's all about what people see, not about what they, you know, if I get out there and say something like this, or if I do something like this, then what I actually do doesn't matter because everybody will think I'm compassionate. And there you have it. It's all about how you feel. Feeling versus doing. Doing holds no weight. Feeling is enough. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Lock and Load. Now I've got good news for you. I have figured out what is the best weapon to have in your home. It works for everybody. If you can get your hands on it in the time that is, you know, when you need it the most, it's going to repel just about any attack you have coming on. It's something called the AR-15. The most vilified rifle in existence at the moment. Even more so than the AK-47. No more true than, you know, we've had recently several incidents where bad people did bad things with a rifle. Now, usually, following such incidents, politicians begin clamoring for the rifle to be banned. They use all kinds of rhetoric to paint the gun as some kind of evil murder death kill machine that serves no other purpose except to end lives. And that usually comes from the same people who claim that the most recent gunman armed with a Glock didn't have a semi-automatic weapon. Yeah. Many of these folks, including at least one former vice president of the United States, have said that all you need for self-defense in your home is a shotgun. But that just simply is not the case. The AR-15 is a great weapon for self-defense, and there are a number of reasons why. And so I've decided to give you my thinking on why the AR-15 is great for home defense, and in a few cases, why it's far superior to a shotgun. Item number one is that the AR-15 is lightweight. A stripped-down rifle weighs around 6 pounds or so unloaded. Ammo adds weight, but it's still not overly heavy. And with that weight comes some serious advantages. It allows you to hold it up as you check out the entirety of your home to find the source of the sound of breaking glass that woke you up. Keeping a weapon at low ready requires a lot more muscle than many people think, and a lightweight rifle helps keep the muscular strain minimal. Then that becomes even more important if you have to fire. Muscle fatigue can make your hands unsteady, which would cause you to miss your target. Also, because of its weight, it's also, you know, light enough for just about any member of your family. And my sons, when they were young, could handle it, although they didn't have to because I was there. But it is one of those things where it just, you know, just about anybody can handle it. The lightweight design makes it a great choice for home defense because it doesn't matter who needs to grab it. It's about just about right. Number two, it is compact. That comes in handy. When you have to work around corners inside the average American home, last thing you want is long length on your weapon. A longer gun becomes unwieldy. The AR-15 is a compact design, particularly when taken with a 16-inch barrel, which you'd be very hard-pressed to find one without that nowadays. This allows you to move through your home without knocking stuff down and creating more problems for yourself. And its length is often adjustable. Most AR-15s come with a collapsible multi-position buttstock. While these are restricted in several states, they're legal most places, and they allow you to set the length even shorter if you need. And that means it's not just compact, but it's adjustably compact as well. It has very little recoil. The 223.556 round is not known for its hard kick. This is some of the lightest recoil out there for any weapon that's considered sufficient for dealing with two-legged predators. So this does two things. It means you can spend more time at the range, which is good. There's nothing worse than having plenty of ammo to shoot, but your shoulder just can't cut it anymore. More training means better accuracy. And then that low recoil means it's suited well to be used by almost any member of the family. From the kid built like an NFL linebacker to the petite girl running around in other houses. If they can hold the weapon properly, chances are they can fire it. More than that, the AR-15 platform light recoil also allows someone to make follow-up shots quickly. So, that comes in handy in a self-defense situation. Then there's the versatility. It is ideal for almost any situation. You know, whether you're at close contact or distances out to 300 yards, the carbine will outperform the pistol. And most of us don't think of 300-yard shooting as likely a likely home defense scenario. And in many areas, it wouldn't be, but given an option of defensive tools and considering our independent heritage and past experience, why wouldn't you want extended range capability? And I'm inclined to believe that. You know, I'm inclined to agree with that. I'm inclined to, in a lot of ways, to do a lot of these things. While I don't see me having to make a 300-yard shot after all from my yard, you can't actually see 300 yards in any direction. That doesn't mean no one else will, and since it will also work from one end of my bedroom to another, that's also another kind of no-brainer. But if you decide to do a little varmint hunting, the AR-15 is very suitable for that. And contrary to what many in Washington seem to think, this isn't a particularly powerful gun. If you want to shoot something other than coyotes and similarly sized critters, you're going to need something with a little more hitting power. It's not the cannon that is made out by the press. It is accurate. It is incredibly accurate as a platform. This is greatly important when you consider self-defense in a home because rounds just don't stop when they miss the target. They keep going, and walls are not going to stop them. So if you miss your target, what else can be hit? And this is true of any firearm, by the way. Even the shotgun runs the risk of mispenetrating a wall and hurting somebody that you care about. Plus, the round is great for minimizing the threat of overpenetration. Is my buddy Jim Wilson points out, Sheriff Jim Wilson, for in-house use, a 55-grain soft point load is probably the best choice in order to minimize bullet penetration. If it can be avoided, we don't want our bullet to punch through walls into other rooms where family members might be located. We certainly don't want the bullet exiting the house or apartment or endangering neighbors. But it is accurate right off of the shelf. Ammo capacity. What do you do if you miss? Well, you pull the trigger again. Contrary to what the loudmouth on that gun forum might say, people do miss in real gunfights. Days at the range are easy, low-stress days. The target's standing still, you know, that kind of thing. And you have all the time in the world to make your shot. But when things get sideways, things are going to get sideways rapidly, too. It's going to be remarkable how fast it means. So that means you're going to need more ammo than one shot per bad guy. And that's something people tend to forget. So when you wake up in the middle of the night, and there's no time to grab extra ammo and stuff it in your pockets of your bathrobe or pajamas, you know, you have a choice of the Mossberg 500. I like them. It holds 6 shots. Or you could have the AR-15, which holds 30. It does put out the shotgun does put out a cloud of shot when you pull the trigger on it. Yes, that's true. But it's a small cloud. It is not a large cloud at all, and it's because it is so small. Well, that sort of It's not some dangerous death blossom. It's basically artillery grape shot, but a smaller package. It sends out a lot of shot, but you need to hit at least most of it to stop the threat. And that's if you don't outright miss. That's something to consider, too. And there you have it. Just like that, those are some of the reasons that an AR-15 is so good, so ideal for home defense. Now, and what I just told you is not comprehensive by any means. And this doesn't mean that you can't defend your home with a handgun or a shotgun either. You can. Plenty of people do. And like everything else in life, there are trade-offs. However, when people claim the AR-15 isn't useful for protecting one's home and family, they don't know what they're talking about, and these are the reasons why they're wrong, some of them. I don't know them all. It's important to remember also that having a gun is just part of the equation. And it's an important part, but it's still just a part. You also need the training and practice. Just owning the gun is not some magic talisman that's going to protect you just because you own it, you know? And, you know, this is, you say this to, this is, anything that we do physically is a very perishable skill, okay? Very perishable. This holds true whether you are brand new to this or you are a combat veteran returning from overseas. So, training goes on. It always goes on. There's no end to it in sight. Back again tomorrow in about 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. If you order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.